We give God glory and honor for the new day. The Lord is good. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall continue to move forward, and the favor of the Lord is upon us in order for us to get nourishment from Him. I really appreciate for your prayers and support and your compliments. May the Lord continue to strengthen you. Our sharing today is coming from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 15. 2 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 15. And the men which were expressed by name rose up and took the captives, and with the spoil clothed all that were naked among them, and arrayed them, and showed them, and gave them to eat and to drink, and anointed them, and carried all the feeble of them upon asses, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, for their brethren. Then they returned to Samaria. We shall continue with our series, Riding Upon the Word of God. We see here in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 28, there was war between the nation of Israel. They were fighting amongst one another. There was the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. It was representing some segments and some divisions in the message movement today, which are fighting one another for lack of unity. And God was not pleased with that war. And they took captives their brothers and sisters to be prisoners. Yeah, it was showing a loophole or a weakness in that a movement during the time of the children of Israel. Also, there are some loopholes and weakness in the movement of the message movement today. But the favor of the Lord was upon this man. In 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 15, and the Bible says, and the men which were expressed by name rose up. This was the ministry which was bringing unity in the end time message movement. This man represented the ministry in the fivefold ministry, which are bringing the revelation of the word to bring unity amongst the brethren, unity amongst the believers, unity amongst the local assemblies, and unity in the body of the Lord Jesus. This man comprises of the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors, and teachers. We see that these men, when they rose up, they took the captives with their spoils. Yeah, spoils here was representing the blessings. The ministry is rich in the word of God, and the word of God has come to clothe our inner man with the revelation of the word, so that we can continue to be clothed in His glory and the majesty and the honor. So already the brethren who were captives were weak, without garments, they were wounded, and some were stuck, and they had lost hope, but they were Israelites. Today we have many brethren, brothers and sisters, some who are weak and they have lost their hope, and some are stuck or stagnant, but they are believers in this message. The word of the Lord is coming to lift the standard upon the situation and the condition you are in. We don't care the nationality you are in. The Lord is above every nation. The Lord is above every mountain. The Lord is above every condition. The Lord is above every obstacle. The ministry that raised this man from that condition is also raising you. I decree and declare that the power that was in this man is also in the ministry. You will be lifted up. It will come to pass no matter what condition you are in. That condition will end. It will come to pass no matter what situation you are waiting. Maybe you have waited for too long. I come with encouragement to encourage you that it will come to pass. You will receive what you are waiting for. So also these brothers and sisters in the nation of Israel, they were captives of many teachings, captives of certain situations of life, captives of certain condition of life, but it came to pass. And one day, the men who were given ability by the revelation of God, by the power of God, they took up the responsibility, and they went in the forefront to make sure that the people who are captives were set free. The Bible says that you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So when these men arose up, they took the captives which were weak and they were losing their hope. They took them and also put them on asses or donkeys, and they started to move them from one step, from one glory to another. And the Bible says here, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees. They brought them to Jericho, and they went to another higher dimension, the city of palm trees. And we know that this city of palm trees was representing strength. And our strength is derived from the word of God. In the name of Jesus, the weak will be strong. And everyone who is a prisoner or a captive will be set free by the power of the word. So they put all the captives or the weak people who are weak, they put them on asses or donkeys. This was showing the power of the word of God, and they started riding upon the word of God, and they were heading to the city of the palm trees. Also, we are riding upon the word of God, and the word of God is strengthening us, giving us power, giving us anointing, giving us healing. All that we need is in the word of God. So we see these donkeys here, or the asses, they carried these people with patience and endurance. The word of the Lord will preserve you. The word of the Lord will heal you. The word of the Lord will lift you. The word of the Lord will give you vision, will give you sight. The word of the Lord is our food, is our garment. The word of the Lord is all in all. The word of the Lord is our shoes. So they started in weakness and they ended up in strength. Also, no matter what situation that is weakening you, your journey will end in strength. Just look up, just like these children of Israel, they looked up. And the Bible says here that men who are expressed by name rose up. It is time for you to rise up. Rise up in your condition, rise up in your ministry, rise up in all areas of your life. It is not time for you to continue to be stuck, but it is time for you to rise up. May the Lord bless us all as we continue to meditate on this a few words of encouragement as we continue to wait upon the Lord and for his coming. May God bless you and continue to establish you in the present truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.